is she delivering your food, or are you getting it delivered from somebody else?
No, the wife is delivering my food.
Boy, why do you keep food family with a...
Hey, don't boy me nothing. It's a man. It's man to you, boy.
What?
Oh, I'm just looking at my new 32-inch monitor.
Oh, you bought a new monitor.
What?
Blind ass.
I was trying to get... Because I had two monitors on the screen, but my video card not set up for two monitors.
Yeah, because you got like an old-ass video card and you try to go hard like you're a baller or something.
Man, that's the setup I wanted, but I never bought the stuff to do it right. So I had one monitor that I would use and then one sitting here black. So it was kind of stupid.
I like my monitors like I like my man black.
So I was getting blacked out on the monitor stuff.
What the fuck?
And then... So I saw a clearance monitor at Wally World. And of course, it's not a 4K. It's not a gaming monitor. It's not a curved monitor or nothing like that.
And Walmart?
It was like, yeah. It was like an on monitor, you know, O, double N.
Uh-huh. But
it was $90. It was usually like $200 or some shit. Uh-huh. It was like $90, 32 inches. My other monitors were 24, so that's an upgrade. But it's only 1080p. So the max resolution on it, it looked kind of big. It looks like I'm on grandma mode.
It looked kind of big?
No, like the text, everything only gets so small because the resolution only goes to 1080p. So it looks like I'm on my grandpa's phone with the font blown up to like 72 font.
Dang.
So that part was kind of whack. So I'm like debating.
Everything ain't, just because it's big don't make it better?
Right, exactly. That's what I be telling folks.
Whoa, sir.
But I'm like wondering, should I bother using it since it's only 1080p? But
why did you bigger? Buy an old ass monitor?
Shit, $90. Shit.
Not, okay. Why
might would you just buy try it? I was trying to just have a bigger monitor, one screen to clean up my desk, get multiple monitors, multiple plugs, cables.
Are you gonna go take it back since it's shit?
No, I already opened it.
You can take just because you opened it doesn't mean you can't return it. You're joking. You're gonna keep that shit monitor. Gift
or something, or I Christmas can like
give. You're gonna re-give a shitty monitor.
I'm trying to figure out what I could use this for to like keep it in the family or like give it to some kid, some needy child, or some homeless person or something like that. Like, what can I do with this? Should I take it back to the store?
Take it back to the damn store.
Because 1080p life, it ain't 2007 no more. 1080p ain't shit.
Yes, that's why I'm like, why would you keep it?
But the monitors I want that are actually good for gaming and looking at stuff, it's like $900. I'm not gonna spend that.
No, it's not that expensive. Calm down. I have
There are good ones like the Alienware Super Duper is $900.
I have a 1440p monitor. It did not cost $900.
Well, I didn't say they don't make them cheaper, but the good ones they can cost higher price. I don't even want to pay $300 or $400 because honestly, I don't use the computer enough. So I was like, $90, bigger screen. Let me see what it do. But now it's kind of whack.
Yeah, I mean, you went to like 2002.
Yeah, but that's 1080p.
Yeah, I was like, when was 1080p real clean? Yeah, it was like, around
that
time.
So that 20-year-old technology go hard.
I'm sure it do. Everything go hard.
Man, what are we doing here? What day is it? I mean, I don't know what time it is. What week it is?
What you here for?
Almost Christmas. I can hear the jingle bells in my ear.
Man, bump Christmas. Bah humbug.
Somebody got to be the humbug to my something. I'll be the non-humbug. I'll be the cheer. You be the humbug. You default humbug every year.
Man, what's that even supposed to mean?
If we do an auditions for the humbug part, you don't have to audition. You just
spot. Doing auditions for the humbug part. What are we talking about? What are we?
any kind of. The Grumpy Old Man sequel starring Jeff. You got the part, bro.
You hate like Flynn.
You sure about this iPhone deal going around at AT&T?
iPhone deal? No.
Man, people getting iPhones tonight. All my relatives getting iPhones tonight.
Why?
They're giving away iPhone 15s and 14s for $5.99 a month.
$5.99 a month?
Yeah.
Why they do that?
I don't know, but upgrades galore. Everybody's getting upgrade. You get an upgrade. You get a phone. You get a phone. You get a phone. So.
Man, that's what it sounds like to me, too.
People coming home with new phones doing that generational leap.
Okay. I mean, is that what you're doing for real? Because if you're doing it for real, you just told everybody what you're doing.
Well, I'm not doing it. I'm on that Samsung. I'm on the Galaxy. I'm not getting an iPhone. But all the in-laws, everybody else uses the iPhone.
What
are we talking
about? What is going on?
Well, I said, I'm Samsung. I'm Android for life. I'm a robot for life, bro. I ain't going on the iPhone, so I'm not part of the Apple. This
man say he is a robot for life.
I'm on Android. Yeah. I'm not eating that, what do you call that sacred fruit? That fruit, that knowledge.
The forbidden Apple. Fruit?
Yeah, it's forbidden. I don't touch it. I don't mess with that shit. Shit, my hand. It ain't my table. I fucking hit my hand on the microphone stand.
But will you stop doing that secret. Shit?
No one's gonna hear it except for you. I had to adjust it. I was trying to put the microphone near my lips.
Will you stop? Nobody wanna hear your shit. Your lips. Why? Why do you have them extra lips?
I mean, what? Ain't extra.
Man, this man's here.
Oh, so what's up with you, man? Welcome to the podcast, everybody.
I don't even know what we're doing today.
So 190, dang, that's we up here. 190 mainstream podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas 2023, almost here. Let's go.
I don't even think it's 190. I'm pretty sure you're off with that number.
We've been in the 80s long enough. Time to go to the 90s. Maybe 191. We already did 189. I know that.
My guy here is just throwing numbers at the wall. He don't care.
Man, like spaghetti. Let's see what sticks.
Mom's spaghetti is not a part of this thing anymore. Anyway, thanks for tuning in to this even pile of boo-boo, which is the mainstream podcast featuring Jeffrey Bradford and
Chris Bryant.
And this is episode 191
of the podcast. What's a year in review? Man, I got my year in review on my app. Said I listened to like 33 days of podcasts or something.
That's a lot of damn podcasts, and none of them be this one.
No, this was in the top.
No.
Actually, no, it wasn't in the top. But it's just because I listen to more episodes of other shit. But I listen to our podcast every week.
All right, speaking of, I'm going to say, well, thank you. Jenny Ypres for showing your recap. We were in the top. That's good stuff.
I love it. I love man, to see it.
My phone making sound. What the fuck?
That's that recap calling you to post it.
No, we good. We Gucci.
You got a bigger recap like on Spotify. You're a music listener. You're less of a Potter, right?
Let your dog out before you start this thing. You can't open the door.
I'm the only one here. I'm the only man in the house.
He don't need you to be in there with him. Open the door. Let him go out there and go hang out because he obviously don't want to be in there with your ass. Let him go.
If I'm podding, he's podding.
Let my people go.
Let me see about this dog. Why don't you tell the people something? Let me see about this dog.
This man here got this man trapped in a room with him. Like he R. Kelly trapped in a closet. I don't understand. Just let the man outside. Let him go out there. Do what he got to do. He probably want to go play, maybe. He want to go do something other than sit up under whatever the hell you like to do. It's okay, dog. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Just be strong. But anyway, it is officially, truthfully, 191 of the podcast. I'm trying to stall.
Bring it in. We did it.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Next.
You're welcome. a dog contained.
You ain't get that table contained? What is happening?
I need a table.
No, what was that? You hear this?
You hear this? Yeah, that's metal. That's metal.
This is the most running joke of this podcast in this man's table situation. It's ridiculous.
Mike arm, extended mic arm. We positioned for greatness. They can't stop us now.
Ain't no stopping us now. We're on the roof.
Tell me something about your life, about something in the world. Some new news. Tell me that new new.
That new new?
That new new that you do.
I do none of new new. It ain't no new new. I do do. I got poo poo and a poo poo. You ain't never seen that before?
That's incredible. That's incredible. Yeah.
What about you? I don't know what to tell you. What do you want me to say? I told you, ain't shit happening. What you want?
What about you? I don't have like something off the top, man, off the dome like that. This ain't a freestyle.
Okay. You suck.
Aren't you the host?
This should end. You the one.
Damn. Okay. We have on weeks, we got off weeks.
You off all the time, though.
I usually don't join a podcast when it's off week, so this is my first off week I've ever had.
Man, you okay. Oh, my, okay.
Feed me something. Drop me some nuggets that I can chew on. Kind of
get in my gullet. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Get in my gullet, kind of like.
I will tell you one thing I just saw that makes me like, what the hell? So, Hulk Hogan just dedicated his life to Jesus and was baptized in the water.
No! Oh,
Hogan, Jesus coming for you.
Oh, wow. Okay, he must be on death's door. He saw something coming down the pipeline. He's like, I better repent.
Man, that man arm still like he took 65 injections this morning. Like, dead serious. My guy
is still big, boned.
Man, you see Ric Flair? Ric Flair like he about to pass away any second now. Hogan look like He can bend your girlfriend over and not have no problem, I'm telling you.
Well, yeah, he's looked that way for about 20 years now, where he's currently at.
Yeah, the dude, man, he's been injecting the same shit for a million years.
But I saw a video last week of Ric Flair, and he could barely stand up without holding on to some shit to fall over.
Yeah.
He looked old as fuck.
I think, and I don't know for sure, but I believe he's older, I think.
There's something we can let me open up this app I got called Internet that can tell us that.
Man, mother, I ain't got time to sit here Rick and call and look at those shit.
Okay, he's younger than I thought. 74. 74.
Oh, he was old as shit for 74.
Well, he'd been through some stuff. Hulk Hogan.
It was a jet flying, limousine riding.
He still is.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan's only 70 years.
He's only 70? Dang.
Yeah, girls, you're not going to be the first, but you can be next.
I know, right?
That's Ric Flair style. Damn. I thought he would be like 10 years older than Hulk Hogan. He's only 4 years older.
Shit, he looked 10 years older than Hulk Hogan.
I figured during the whole time he was wrestling, like he was like the dad of all the other wrestlers, but he might only been 5 or 6 years older than all these fools, but he just looked like their grandpa.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, man, that shit crazy, dog. But
some good news.
Something
has been a mainstay of this podcast that we like to keep the people informed on, and has been
your food choices.
It's turned into a running joke the last few years.
Okay,
no, they're extending Stadia controller support to convert to Bluetooth for another year.
I don't understand why they're making it a time limited thing instead of just making it
permanent. It must cost trillions of dollars to run that little website that does the conversion for Google, and you know they're not really swimming in money, so they got to cut costs where they can.
Yeah,
so they're trying to turn this website off next Wednesday or next after Christmas. On the 31st is gonna be the last day to convert your shit. I just saw today, you can do it for another year. They're gonna support it. I guess people started crying that they didn't convert their controller and it was going to turn into a brick pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been using the controller lately to play on the PC. Mm-hmm. And when it works, it's fine. But if I wait like 2 days and come back to it and turn it on, it says it's on, it says it's connected, but it's really not connected. And I have to remove it from Bluetooth and re-add it to like every single time I want to use it, I got to re-add it.
Yeah, I've had the same kind of experience where it's like, oh, I'm working. Wait, dog, I'm just joking. I'm like, it's so weird, but I've had the same experience.
No, it's not just me.
It was just me. Yeah, it's not. It's me too. I had the same thing happen.
Man, I was like, is my computer fucking broken? This thing is not working. It's on, but it's not working. Like, I had to do it 3 times now. So I'm like, I guess that's how it's going to be for a free controller.
Right. I mean, it's free. I mean, free is free. It works. Speaking of free, they've been giving away games right now, but I'm just saying, well, it's free.
Who that there?
Everybody, dog.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody giving away games. I got my DNF Duel Redemption from Epic Games.
It's running in the background right now, fool.
Oh, you're already on it.
I'm on it. I trashed it, but it's on there.
Duel me, bro.
I've been waiting to duel you, dog. You ain't saying nothing. I've been waiting on you. Yeah, I've been waiting on you.
That controller, let's go.
I've been whipping out my thing.
Oh. Meet me somewhere.
I was going to show you this meat somewhere. Oh, no. Wrong meat. Wrong meat.
I don't want to meet in meat space. I want to meet in the VR, in reality, in virtual reality.
Man. Okay. We can meet in virtual reality.
Are you one of those people that calls the real life like meat space?
Excuse me? What? No. Absolutely not. What?
Some people call it IRL, in real life, meat space. Because, you know, it's the place where the actual meat.
Who the hell?
It's a scientific term.
I'm about to look this shit up right now. Ain't nobody ever in their life said meat space.
It's been around for a long time. Only very strange people say meat space.
I mean, I know. Wait, never mind.
You heard of cyberspace, right?
I'm not.
So you cyber there.
Canceled. I'm sorry. Hold on.
You cyber in cyberspace and you meet up in meat space. But it's called meat, like. Like,
what if you meet cyber?
Me cyberspace, but it's meat like the food, not like meetup. Meat space.
I know what meat is, goddammit. I know what the words you're saying.
Hey, English is very complicated, even for English speakers. So I'm just making sure you're on the same meat page as me.
Yes. Okay. I understand because humans are meat. I watched something where somebody was literally arguing that we're not animals. And I'm like,
That's dumb. We mammals.
We. This sounds like I'm gonna start singing a song.
We.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals. You know, that's
they already documented it in a song. So listen to that. It tells you all you need to know.
Like, this homie said, we ain't animals. I was like, bro, what? We're not animals. We're here. You're joking right now, right? You're just trolling me, dude. We are humans. We are not animals. You're joking. Damn. You're joking right now.
That man is lost.
This man need help. He does not understand the concept that we animals. And I'm just like, the argument was, we are mammals, not animals. A mammal.
Those whales are mammals, so are they not animals? They're mammals and they're humans, thus, according to his logic?
Yeah, man.
Dolphins are
humans. Or lack thereof logic. It's not logic. Believe me, it's not. There's no logic there.
That argument is over before it starts.
Yeah, man. I'm whatever.
But we animals, we in the meat space. We're about to do Christmas in meat space.
I know what... I was going to say, you keep saying it, and I'll keep getting too close to saying something about it, but go ahead.
Say something about the meat space. I want you to tell me what you're talking about meat space. What?
That's some place where you park your meat. That's not me.
I mean,
if you know, you know.
You have to rent a meat space, or
you like can rent it. You can definitely go out on some streets and rent some,
like an apartment. Like you got a tag, you got a placard for that.
You can go rent some. You can also own some in the household. It depends.
You can have a two car meat space. A double garage. I mean,
some people get two car meat spaces. Some people got some very small meat spaces. They're all in between.
Well, you got motorcycles, you got the Hummers.
No.
Compact cars.
No. I mean, some meat spaces can fit a whole SUV. Some meat spaces can fit a small sedan. They all different. Some black on the inside, some white on the inside. You know, who knows? They all different.
Fascinating.
I thought you were gonna say Fast and Furious, but it's close enough.
No, we're done with Fast and Furious. That shit over. Don't bring that shit up again to me.
Okay. Because I know I'm gonna have to hear this shit again next season or something.
I'll see the last one. If I've seen 10 of them, I got to see number 11. Might as well finish it out. I'm not a quitter.
You're not a quitter?
Bitters are quitters. So the Tinder launching a $500 a month.
Did you say Tinder?
Tinder, $500 a month membership. Are you going to write that off as like a business expense? Tinder? T-I-N-D-E-R. Like,
I know how to spell. But why?
$500 a month in this economy?
Who are we fucking for $500?
I mean, what is that?
what do they give you?
Yeah, I'm like, does that automatically
keep your stats? I mean, what do they do? What does it do? It keeps them with your stats and whatever. What happened?
I don't get it. I don't know what that is. Oh, there's a dating app that costs $1,000 a week. Wow.
That's not like Ashley Madison.
That's for rich people.
Yeah, that's not like Ashley Madison.
Wow. $1,000 a week? That's light work.
This man out here on Tinder.
Jeez, people still using that stuff. I guess you got to use the internet, man.
Bruh, there's more people using internet stuff than anything. I'm not hating on nobody. Man, who hasn't been on who hasn't been on a site before in their life ever?
Remember we used to do that.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you would have let me finish, like it's no different than the people from the 80s and chat rooms and AOL and all that kind of stuff.
Those video shorts of like, hey, I'm looking for this and that.
Omegle and shit. VHS. I can't believe that. And you talk about what's still around. Omegle still being around is a weird thing to me. I can't believe that shit ain't been canceled yet.
Soon enough. Still around. Yeah, having to make a profile, add some photos, try to talk funny about yourself. Mm-hmm. Tell us some stuff about you. Answer these surveys. We know
you can't do it. My name's Chris.
I'm Chris.
My name Chris Bryant, and I like animals. Look at that.
Here's a picture of me standing outside. Here's a picture of me next to my Corvette. All this stuff.
Man, I want a man. Yeah, man said, you know, I always find it weird when you look at, because I do a lot of social media-ing. Is that a word? Anyway, I'm on social media a lot, like for different things, but it's always funny when you like pay attention to like people's apps and their profiles and stuff. But it's like the fakest profiles on Tinder or IG or TikTok are always the ones where they have like the same set of pictures. I can tell you the things to look out for. Like any picture with people with dogs is fake. Any picture and like any time that you look at somebody's profile and seven of their pictures are in a place that not in the place they from, it's probably fake. If the person looked too pretty or too perfect, probably fake. Like one of these days somebody will learn these kind of things.
I have to spot the fakes because I got added as an admin to a Facebook group that has like 40,000 members. Who uses Facebook?
Yeah.
Millions of people be using Facebook to buy furniture and stuff and sell things. It's a garage sale.
Why did you become an admin?
I was on it, and a couple years ago, I was trying to look for shit on the group. I would report stuff that looks stupid, like scam stuff, like, hey, I'm going to get you a Comcast for $5 a month. Hey, I need some work from home jobs for people to seal up letters and mail them out for $100 a week or some shit like that. So like the stupid stuff, I was reporting a few posts and all of a sudden I got a message that said, you've been promoted to admin. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Did you ask to be the admin?
No. And this was a city that was like an hour away from me.
Uh-huh.
So I never talked to anybody. I never said shit about anything to anybody. I never posted much for sale. And all of a sudden I got made an admin of this 20 or 30,000 member group. And all of a sudden it's like asking me, are you going to approve these new members? Are you going to delete these posts that a member reported? Like, it started giving me, it gave me everything.
But you don't know why you, how you got it?
No, the person gave it to me, but I don't know if they think I'm somebody else. They fucked me up with somebody else. I don't even live there.
Did you miss this? You got back and say, hey,
no, I started deleting.
You just went straight to work.
I started cleaning up the group.
Everybody started kicking people and banning people.
Yes. So what I seen is, there's a ton of scammers on Facebook. Like,
oh yeah, yeah.
So a lot of them on the garage sale apps are from Asia. I mean, Indian, Asia, Vietnam, whatever. It just seems like this Facebook group, this garage sale stuff, is targeted by folks from overseas, right, trying to make fake profiles. So obviously you got the typical people you can find out, and like they say they live, you know, in like Bali or something. And you're like, you're not in Texas, so you don't need to be
right.
You're fake. And then other ones that, like you said, you have a picture of like a perfect family in a field somewhere with like Photoshop lighting and all these smiles, and they updated their banner image, their profile photo, and they made one post like all yesterday, and they joined Facebook yesterday, and they have no friends,
right,
and they're trying to join the group. That's a fake profile. They got other ones because the group asks you, do you live in Texas? Do you sell stuff on the yard sale group? Are you going to follow the rules? So there's like three questions you have to answer, right? And sometimes people will say, I will be very nice in the group, and I want to make friends, and I just joined to make friends, and I love everybody. I'm going to be really nice. Like, that's not the fucking question. It says, do you live in Texas? So I'm like, not denied.
You're like, that's not what I just asked you.
Yeah, and they'll just put random numbers and like weird stuff sometimes in the answer fields. And I'm like, that's a robot or just a fucking stupid person doing some fake shit.
Yeah.
So I have to see these things and see these patterns and like go into people's profiles sometimes and look at the groups they already are a part of and see that they're a part of, like, you know, stuff all over the US or a bunch of scam groups or a bunch of stuff just that's completely overseas that obviously they're not here and shit. So I got pretty good at picking them out, at least the scammers on Facebook. Now, scammers on other Twitter and other apps, they look different. They got different profiles and shit, but it's funny when you can spot them like from a mile away. You can tell, oh, that's just some fake shit. Get out of here. You're banned.
Right, right. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm admin on a garage sale group from a city that I don't live in.
This man, the thing is, the audacity is the fact that you're still doing it and you didn't say, hey, look.
But they trusted me. There's buttons on there that says delete group. Like, I can end this all today if I wanted to. I can just put a stop to this, but I can remove the other admins. I can do whatever I want. So it's funny, but the other admins are like not doing anything. So right. if I don't approve people, nobody gets approved.
You putting in hard work. This man doing the law's work.
Every couple of weeks, I'm like, oh, I guess I got better go approve all these people and deny these people and clean up these spam bots and shit out of here. So,
right.
But it is funny as hell. It's like they trusted me. Why? They don't even know who I am. They made me a fucking admin. They're like, I'm retiring, so whoever gets the job next, like, good luck. But it's fucking funny.
You would be about to retire. I just like to put in this 401k pension request.
I need to put that on my resume. Yeah, Facebook admin manager.
What city is it that you became the admin of?
It's a city here in Texas. It's next to us. It's a Uvalde group.
Oh, well, you're making it. I thought you was going to say it was like all the way North Texas or something. It's like,
no, it's an hour away.
But you're an hour away from everything.
True. But I had nothing in my profile at the time that said I lived there or anything. I think when I got added, I lived in Houston. So that's like 6 hours away from this place. So that's even further out.
Yeah.
But it's weird inner stuff. And I still never talked to the admin. I don't know who the hell they are. So I'm the boss now. I'm the captain now.
Yeah. That's fine.
I'm going to drive the ship into the ground, or maybe I'm going to start running ads on it and make some money. Put my bank account on here.
Mm-hmm. Put your bank account in there, bro. Do your damn thing. Get out there. Be like, hey.
I'm going to do my big one.
Put that on it. Put it on your resume. You might get hired as somebody else's admin or something. That'd be great. I think that'll work.
I need a max win.
What the hell does that mean?
Have you seen the stream from Drake?
Obviously, I haven't seen any of it because I said, what the hell was that?
Oh, man. It's great. He's fucking talented for streaming. He's hilarious.
You want to explain what happened?
I can't really explain. He just on there drinking a espresso martini and talking shit about the non-believers, the underachievers, and the tweeting deleters. And
I think I seen something about some tweeting deleters. I just didn't know what it was.
It's funny. It's hilarious. But he says, Anita Max Win. Anita Max Win. But it's actually, it's not Anita Max Win, like some lady's name. The way he's saying it is his Toronto accent. Apparently, it's a gambling thing. He wants a Max Win on whatever website he's gambling on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he said some funny shit. It's just fucking funny. So the memes coming out of that are hilarious.
Well, he's one of them memeable guys. I think ahead of time, when a person gets become meme famous, they know what they're doing. When they it's only supposed to strike once ever, right? If a person is memeable multiple times over and over again, they know what the hell they're doing. They know how to be memeable. That's what
he's re-memeable. He's re-memeable. But
he meme beam 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 boom boom.
He's just going back to his roots because he's Degrassi. He's just acting. He's acting cool. And the whole the hard ass rapper stuff. That's the act. The other stuff, Degrassi. That's the real Drake. That's the Drake we know.
Yeah,
he's just out here chilling with an espresso martini by the pool and hanging out on stream. Funny shit. And this guy got $300 trillion. He don't need to be on there, but he was thanking people. He's like, thanks for the 20 cent donation. I appreciate it. Somebody donated to Drake.
Thank you.
I'm a fucking billionaire. Billionaire that doesn't need, you know, dollar, 20 cents, 50 cents, but he's straight getting money.
Getting money? What'd you say? DJ Khaled.
What'd you say?
DJ Khaled's son was student of the month. And this boy here just got up.
What grade?
I fucking know. Do I look like I know who DJ Khaled's what son grade he in? He in fifth grade. He was student of the month. Another one.
Good. He's smart. DJ
Khaled. You smart.
His daddy got business sense.
I mean, you know, it is what I ain't mad at him. Do your thing, bro.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's your favorite. You ain't out here trying to tell nobody. Thank you, generation, for your life. That's crazy. Thank you for your sacrifice. You know? No?
What happened? Who sacrificed what?
Them kids be sacrificing. I had to go to school.
Oh, I thought we were like Aztec style, like sacrificing kids. Like, what are you talking about?
Well, you know, they be doing that too in some countries still to this day. You ever ate a guinea pig before? You went down there to El Salvador and New Guinea.
New Guinea. No, a guinea. A guinea pig the size of a chicken wing.
A guinea pig is the size of a waterfowl. A small cat.
That's a meal. That's not a whole like feed your whole family off a guinea pig.
That's a guinea meal. Pigs at
PetSmart for like your kid to put in a cage.
I didn't say.
What? Talking about waterfowls and guinea pigs, which one? You want land, sea, or air?
I didn't say that you're feeding your family off of one guinea pig. You can get multiple if you want them. They froze and you can buy them in the store.
A guinea?
Yes.
That's as small as a fucking mouse. What are you talking about? Not small.
No, you're thinking about a fucking hamster. That's not the same animal.
A guinea pig.
Type it in. A guinea pig is not that small. Pig.
No, it is. Yes, it's a handful.
It's more than a handful. I remember you said that's what you like.
Okay,
it's like a handful.
Okay, I see one. I see one big grown. It's like a big fat cat.
Big grown. But I'm saying I just want a handful. I'm doing for a handful.
No, that's like guinea pig. That's like veal guinea pig. Give me that baby.
Okay,
guinea pig.
All I'm saying is,
what are you saying?
You've been down there in the Tucson's. You ain't ever had full size pigs. Okay, there's some places that eat guinea pigs.
I need to get the video. I need to send it to you. I got a video of the pig that's lined up for us. Man, talk about sacrifice. They're sacrificing a pig as soon as we hit the ground down in El Salvador. They're growing a pig. They're cooking a pig for us. So they bought it. It's been prepaid for. They have a guy come over. You know, you can pet the pig, give it a little treat, and then bam, they do it up and they cook it up. And turn it into chicharron and some pork rinds and pulled pork, all that shit, like live in the yard. Some guy comes by and
you go over there drink that pig's blood.
No, I let him bleed out. I don't drink that blood. I don't mess with that. I don't do that satanic shit. But for like about $50, that includes the pig, the guy and the pig for $50. He kills it, prepares it, cooks it for $50. And I'm like, I got five on it. Let's do it. I love it. Like, love that. Love the fresh chicharrón and everything, man. It was so good.
So does a guy roll up with his with it himself? Like, he rolls up with the pig and
with the pig on a leash, and then fucking kills it and cooks it
on a leash.
Well, like, how are you gonna stop it from leaving?
You see the fire, piggy, motherfucker.
You see the fire pit and the spin-a-rooney thing. The rotisserie. He wants to leave.
What the fuck is a spin-a-rooney?
You go around a corner, you see a rotisserie with your name on it, and you're not on a leash. You're gonna try to leave.
I'm not. If I see, I mean, I'll be like, "What's for dinner?" Trying to get
split roasted.
I'm not trying to get split roasted.
No, you were like me. You're trying to do some split roasting yourself. So I understand.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. But I'm just saying, if I saw that, I'd be like, "What's for dinner?" I wouldn't be thinking it was me. Act like you've been here somewhere before. When you don't act nervous, they won't look at you the same. They won't think you pray.
If you act like you're supposed to be there, then
yes, act like you're supposed to be here. Yes.
Oh, I'm ready for dinner. Let's go, guys. What are we having for tonight?
I said, what are we eating, dog? What's up?
He's on the menu. Maybe I need to ask him to make some. Where did oxtail come from? Oh, is that a cow?
It's an ox.
Oh,
the ox. It's called ox fucking tail. But I will say, in the U.S., most of the time, if you get oxtail, it is cowtail.
Well, yeah, I figure. I don't know about no oxes sitting around, but
yeah,
I see the oxtail videos, and it looks like a big old tail, like a big old thick tail. I was like, a pigtail, really thin.
So it's nobody not a pigtail. Eats pigtails.
Yeah, I have never heard that before. So.
What are we talking about?
Nobody eats pigtails. I know. That's what I'm saying. I agree with you. There's got to be someone out there, though, that's saying, I don't waste none yet.
I'm sure there are cultures that eat from the, as we call it, the rooter to the tooter, is when you eat everything. So I get that. I mean, like a pig, you're normally going to eat, like, the snout. You eat the jaws. You eat the ears. And you eat the feet. But you don't actually eat pigtail. I don't think you do.
Throw it in the pot and stir it up. It can turn into something. Meat is meat.
Welcome to meat space.
You can cook anything. You can open a little Raymond Jeff restaurant. Welcome to meat space.
Meat is meat.
Good Burger. Can I take your order?
No, we ain't sponsored by Good Burger, so don't be talking about that.
I didn't watch the sequel. No, I didn't watch the comeback tour. It's probably stupid, but maybe it's got some nostalgia in there for back in the day.
Yeah.
But the homies got over their little argument they had for 20 years where they weren't working together, so they said they're going to make some more stuff together, Keenan and Kel.
I mean, Keenan doing all right. Kel, not so much.
Okay. One of them needs the other one more than the other.
Yes. You know what? It's always like that in groups. That's why I like this group. You need me more than I need you. But anyway, like in most groups, when there's like a duo, it always ends up being like that one dude. He got the presence. He got either the look. He's the one with the good quips and people like him. And then the other one ends up falling away into obscurity at some point.
And even the number scales up. Like you got the boy band and you got Timberlake. And you got the girl band. And you got Beyonce.
Yeah.
Somebody always, you know, rises above.
Yep. That's the cream of the crop. Which one of us is the cream of the crop? Let's see.
Let's take a split and let's see where we go from here.
First person. Yeah. Y'all tell us. Which one of
first
us?
First person to a million followers. You know what's
fucked up? I'm gonna go ahead and say this right now. You're gonna get picked because let me finish. I have literally had people say, "Man, that Chris guy is so funny. I like Chris." I'm like, "Fuck you." Wait.
I've heard zero feedback from this podcast.
Nobody talks to you. You know what's funny?
You holding the compliments down. You're like one of those people who gets they get divorced and the kid never sees those letters from his dad for 45 years because he took the letters and he burned them.
That's not what happened.
My own shit.
You set up the information this way where you was like, call Chris or send Chris an email. But people email and call me and stuff, they send things, and I'm like, it'd be like, man, that Chris guy, he funny. I like him. Where Chris at? Where is Sarah? How is Sarah doing? I was like, fucking chopped liver. Like, shit. Nobody gives a shit.
Well, I can share some of those accolades with you, bro. I've been hearing that all my life, so it ain't no thing. It's light work.
Man.
A little bust down, so I'm good with that. I can share the spotlight. It's okay.
That's crazy, because I already know. I'll be like, they'll be like, man, Chris for 100, please. I'm going to be over here just dying.
No, I'll send some scraps your way. We all gonna eat, bro. When you come with me, we all eat.
Thank you, man. God damn, what a brother gotta do? You gotta do just eat. I'm just trying to eat. That's all I'm trying to do, dog.
Yeah, you can't starve. You ain't starving with me.
Like, man, like, I'm trying to get this meat steak.
Yeah. Meat steak. Did you see? I saw a dude trying to hawk printed ramen.
What he said
the world, the world's first printed soup. I don't know what he meant.
Printed.
He said that's his words. He said it was printed soup. So printed with what machine and what on what paper or whatever, what ink? I don't know. But he said just add water printed soup.
What does that mean? What the fuck is a printed ramen?
Let me find out what him talking about. Oh, it's a smart. Yeah,
please do. I mean, is he meaning is a printed? Is it printed on the ramen or is it printed out? What does it mean?
Printed noodle soup. Yeah, I don't know what the.
Did you just look that up? Like that shit gonna give you some information?
Yeah, all this stuff comes back to some TikTok videos. Printed soup. So I don't know if it's real.
Is it the same person who told you about it? Or
it says printed smart cup soup. So anyways, if you ran your food through a printer, I mean, that's like 3D printing a house. It's a real thing, but is it edible if you print it? I don't know if you got a food printer like Star
Trek. I don't believe that's an edible situation. I could be wrong. Don't get me wrong. I could be wrong. But I don't think that's an edible situation.
Maybe it started out with ramen because it's kind of simple. Like if he took the ingredients and somehow made a food printer that it just combines all the ingredients and actually prints out like a piece of noodle for you. What would there be anything wrong with that? Like printed food? There's real ingredients going into it, but it gets printed out on the other side.
Papa John's.
better prints, better paper, better ink. Papa
John's. Exactly.
I mean, if it tastes like
real food, maybe you can give it a chance. I don't think that'll be a okay. So if you're talking about like ramen noodles, right? Printable. I mean, I guess as if you're using a food grade industrial printer, and you're also using a
something that don't exist. A food grade industrial printer.
The ramen doesn't exist, and you're just telling me this shit. So I'm trying to make science.
I'm gonna sign up for HP Instant Ink. Send me. I need a refill on my ramen ink for my shrimp ramen flavor. Put it in my printer.
Man, here,
and 30 minutes later, I got a cup of soup. I'm gonna put what's that company name? Is a company called Cup of Soup? Or that ramen, the 33-cent ramen, I'm going to put them out of business with my printed soup.
Okay. I mean, I can feel that. That's what I'm like asking. But if you use a food-grade industrial printer and print out ramen with real ingredients, better bitches, better shoes, better cars, Papa John's, then...
I mean, that's almost what Taco Bell uses to make my bean burrito with that meat gun that it spits out of.
Even scuba meat that you would like so much.
I mean, they use weapons for their food preparation, so why can't we use printers?
I mean, you're right.
Man, meat guns are cool, though. When are they going to start selling those for home use?
What, meat scoops?
No, meat guns.
A meat gun? What is a meat gun?
what are you talking about? That's how they shoot the beans out.
No. The only thing they shoot out of the meat thing is like they use the cream. They be pushing the cream out of it, but the meat is in a trough, and they put their little scoop thing in, and the beans in the trough.
The upgraded technology was a meat gun.
No, the only thing they shoot out of the gun is normally the sour cream. The cream is shot out.
They use like a kind of a gun ish thing when they're making cakes. That cream spitting out, like you said, they use it for cream. Why can't they use it for meat and beans?
Why would you want somebody to shoot meat out of a tube and you eat it like a dumbass? Wait, what? Why?
I mean, now tell me you wouldn't go to the no. The.
Wait. You don't even have to continue. No, I wouldn't.
What do you call that? What do you call that? That Japanese hibachi. If you would go to a meat gun hibachi, where, you know, they always play games with you shoot throwing rice at you, throwing eggs at you.
I want you to take time out to revisit what the fuck you just said.
The chef has a meat gun and you're like, hands up, don't shoot. And he shoots you with the meat.
I've gone to an apache.
You gotta open up your mouth.
No, I'm not doing it. I saw a dude do it. Like, he was making the egg. He was like, open up your mouth. And, like, going around the table, he throwing fucking egg up against the people's faces and shit. And I was like, this is the absolute stupidest thing. He's like, how about you? I'm like, no, thank you. Do not throw no goddamn no scrambled egg at me.
That's the only place where it's acceptable. Except, where is that home in the throat roll? That's the only place that I have meat.
Lambert's? Oh my God, I need to go there. I haven't been to Lambert's in so long.
That's where I got food thrown at me, and then also hibachi, they throw food at you.
Right. Yeah. It's,
that's the only place. In my head, throw, like, home of the throat roll. That's the only time
have you been to Lambert's before?
Yeah, when I was over there in Memphis.
Man, them motherfuckers throw that shit, and they don't throw it like they are throwing it at you like they want. They throwing it like they play baseball. They chunking it. Like, no, they got to catch it.
You got the varsity fucking players there on the bun squad throwing this shit across the restaurant. You put your hands up and then you get a bun in like 2 seconds.
If you miss it, you getting hit. It ain't no, oh, I'm sorry, sir. He's like, oh, you should have caught that. It's all you.
Yeah. Bring your glove because, they're throwing some heaters.
Yeah, they ain't playing, dog. They out here throwing that damn thing. I'm like, dang, these folks, they throw hard. I haven't been in a long time, though.
I want a hot roll now.
That's what you call it? I want a hot roll. Well, you know, it'd be like that sometimes. But that hot roll. Where did you send? Oh, the warden to, like you said, the whole town over.
Oh, she was down there in that Uvalde where I'd be admin in that garage sale. She was shopping. She's one of the people that's getting a new phone upgrade, that iPhone deal.
Oh, okay.
The in-laws, everybody's like, sign me up, $5 a month, iPhone.
Why? Okay, how much is an actual iPhone right now?
Like $5
a month. Yeah, you're going to be paying for that shit forever.
No, it's a 36-month thing, $5 a month. That's the deal.
What's $5 out of 36?
It's $5.99 a month, so it ends up being $215. It's $215 for 36 months, and you get to keep the phone. You don't have to trade in your phone or nothing. So now we got old iPhones to sell. Do shit with later, and a new iPhone 15 Pro. So nothing wrong with that. You got to read that asterisk.
There has to be something.
No, but in the store, looking at them like, nope, we're not charging you this $1,000. We're not doing anything weird, apparently. So
your bill is going to go by. I don't believe them.
That's what I told them. I'm like, it doesn't make any sense. They're letting you walk out of there with a phone for $6 a month.
There's no way. There is something missing that we just don't know.
It feels like it.
Yeah,
but. Well, if something is missing and she already activated that phone, it's gonna go deactivate and take it right back.
You're gonna be no, because once you sign the contract, you stuck. Ain't nothing you can't do.
Contract, big boy. Sign the contract.
Whoa, you're aggressive as shit. I'm like, what's wrong with you, man?
That's what they're telling you in the AT&T store.
Well, yeah, because when you sign the contract, and they can tell you what they want until you sign it. You sign the contract. We got you. We got them.
Yeah, we got them on that fucking plan for life.
Yeah, plan for life.
It says you will sign for 319 months, $800 a month, or until death, whichever comes first.
I bet the thin red line is going to be you pay $5 for 36 months for this phone, and in bold it says that we don't charge you nothing for this phone, and then below it in little small letters says, but when the new one come out, you paying that shit at full price automatically.
So, yeah, but you're getting it. You're just buying one off top.
You're just getting it off top. You
are 16 now subscribed. Is getting charged to your credit card.
You are a subscribe. Fuck that.
I mean, that's how AT&T do. You got to read that asterisk. So you got to read the small
print. You said you Android for life. Why you know won't get?
I can't navigate that stupid fucking menu.
Why? Oh, you just alienated a... Like all six no, people.
Just, every time I pick up those phones, man, I can't. I just can't get used to this. I have a lot of apps. I got to swipe 600 fucking hours, the different screens over, looking for my apps and stuff. And the directions I have to swipe to get certain menus to appear don't seem good. I hate the text correction, autocorrect, and auto suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm typing on iPhones whenever I'm on her phone typing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, That's not what I'm trying to fucking do. Why are you overriding my words? Like, you're literally fucking up my messages because you're trying to auto-correct all this bullshit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, iPhone trying to make you be smart and be auto-correcting for slow people. Y'all know who y'all are. And then for us dumbasses, Android's like, yo, you meant to say Google the God to Duke it dot. I don't give a fuck. Android's like, I don't care.
That's what I want to say, yeah.
Like, that's your problem. Figure it out. Like, what? Why?
Like, there's got to be a happy medium, but I certainly don't want my words. As I'm typing a word, before I'm done, sometimes it like turns it into another fucking word and has me type it on the next word. But I'm like, I was still typing. Like, why are you interrupting my shit? Like, yeah, my business.
Right.
But it's just hard to, maybe I don't understand where I'm supposed to put my fingers on the phone and shit, but yeah, I don't like it. But I got all my shit on Android.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
I don't know where to put my hands. I need a tutorial.
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody got differences. There's no reason to argue this anymore because we talked about it a billion times, but you know, I'm just saying it is what it is.
We picked our sides to go, and now the battle lines have been drawn.
And yeah. But now everybody in your household and family gonna have the same phone. Except you. You're gonna be the slow boy.
The slow boy?
Yeah.
Man, take these in the slow. Give me head to head on these phones.
I'm gonna give you meat to meat.
We'll go meat on meat. Meat to meat.
Meat on meat. What's the problem? What are you asking?
I'm doing a speed comparison from Galaxy to the iPhone. Every year one comes out, it wins by like a microcosm, a little tiny bit, and then the other one comes out 2 months later and it starts winning the graph and the bars and the speed.
Yeah.
And it goes back and forth. So like they neck and neck. They neck and down on these stats.
I can guarantee that's not a saying, but okay.
So yeah, they neck to neck. So the phones are fine. So I know slow boy.
No, they're the phone. Okay. Yes, I agree. The power.
Oh, you're talking about me slow. I can't use the iPhone. I'm slow.
Yeah, you are slow. Yes. The power in the phones are, I'm not gonna say they're identical. There is a very vast
user any day of the week.
Yeah, I mean, just say it, but at the end of the day, you do what you want, you use what you want to use, whatever suits your boat. I just hate, like I said, the only reason why I just hate the fact that people be out here claiming like the iPhone is so much better, and it's really not, or that the iPhone has more people that's using it, because that's not true at all.
Rep. Which sets you rep?
I'm saying, but I'm like, the people who get them, they're so brainwashed, they believe that stuff. I'm okay with you doing what you want with it, and you can like what you like. That's fine. But don't use false narratives, fake speech to make it.
Exactly. We can all live together.
Clap hands. Cool. Booty cheeks. Yeah. Booty butt down. Let's do it.
We're already divided in every other way. So what? We can't have our phones divide us also. Like when the Civil War starts, the iPhone people start killing the Android people and shit like that. We can't have that. We
win in that. We Android. We win in that. It's in his name, Android. We got it.
Yeah, we got control of the robots and everything.
We got Galaxy. All the bots.
What do you got? A phone? We got the Galaxy, bro. Come at me.
Exactly. You got an iPhone. Ooh. I got a Galaxy.
You don't even have like iUniverse or nothing. All you got is a phone.
Man.
You got 15 of them. I got
I'm on the
23rd Galaxy, bro.
Man, tell them we out here. We got all the Androids. We got Pi. We got Graham Cracker. We got all of Jelly Bean. We out here.
Doing it big, man. Pastries down.
Yeah. Pastries? They're not all pastries, by the way. Most of them are, though.
Sweets and treats. That's what they used to call me in college.
What in the fuck?
What the fuck? Come get you a slice. No, but anyways.
Sweets and treats ass over here. Okay. Okay. I see you, daddy. You're out here flexing
on Blanco Bundt cake out here.
No, like, did you go to school with a whole bunch of Hispanic people?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Southern California. Yeah.
So were you treated like the gringo? Were you a gringo?
No, it wasn't like, I mean, once I got sent to the
Like the we know it's all your alternative school day. Chris was a I'm a real bad man. I'm a real bad man.
Exactly.
Chris was the alternative school. No, there was a tall teacher.
It wasn't like Texas where it was only like Hispanics and white people.
Yes.
It was like everybody from every country. So
yeah,
it wasn't just a one guy. It was like everybody from every mix. So that talk about melting pot.
Okay. You know what? Shit. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Did something happen? Did your food just get there?
No, the food didn't get there yet, but I guess my body's telling me something.
What?
My body's telling me no, but my heart telling me yes. Some shit like that.
I'm still confused. What's your body telling you? That you need to excavate yourself or something?
No, I need to get there. I'm waiting on these wings. I'm waiting patiently on these wings and things.
Stomach growling. Don't you hate this shit? Have you ever had it?
I know I'm hungry. You don't have to tell me twice.
I embarrassing. I can tell you for a fact. I had one particular instance, actually more than once. I mean, anybody who knows me, my stomach makes sound. I don't know why. I can be not hungry. I can be nothing. It just makes sound. It'd be like, brr. It's like, what's up? What the fuck? What's up? Did you see yet? You don't know. Get out here. Anyway.
Is that indigestion?
Yeah, it's because everything attacks me immediately. And it can be, and I can be perfectly fine. It just be like, brr, what's up?
You got diverticulitis?
Yes, I do. Actually, I have diverticulitis. That's exactly the reason why that happens.
Hell yeah. Hoorah.
So what happens is like, I remember one particular, I was in a meeting with my SVP, and we were talking, and it was like, and I was like, okay, hope nobody heard it.
Hold, please.
The man looked me in my eye. He was close enough to me to hear it. He looked at me. He said, he ain't know, not even with words. It was just like, with the look, like,
Are you okay?
Are you all right? You need to take a shit. What the fuck? I'd be sitting there like, man, that's
the worst when it's like, it's trying to tell on you. Like,
yeah,
I don't need to go take a shit, but it sounds so bad. People think you're just taking a shit right there. Like, oh, this guy's got to go. So then look at it. You're just thinking about this man is trying to take a shit right now.
Like, yeah. Holding it back. Diverticulitis will make that shit happen. Being lactose intolerantus makes that happen.
The diver.
I mean, both of them things. Diverticulitis, lactose intolerantus. You just like,
man, I got that one.
You got lactose intolerantus. Shit, fuck you up. Like,
but you know
I
what?
Can't do it, huh?
No, okay. I switched to that lactate milk. I'm good.
Man, fuck that.
I could eat cereal. I could drink milk.
I'm good. I don't want to do it.
I adjusted to that, and it's fine. It tastes good. Mm. So if I fuck with 2%. It fucks with me. That's terrible. But lactate milk, whatever you call it, lactose, I'm good. But if I still haven't switched over to like dairy-free ice cream. Mm-hmm. Anytime I fuck with ice cream, I get destroyed. I get fucked up.
Oh.
So that one, what else? Like coffee, of course, you know that. So certain drinks like Frappuccinos or anything that they add milk to.
Yeah.
I'm not telling people like, give me the fucking almond rock milk. Give me the nice, you know, natural mountain milk. I'm like, just put the shit in there, order it, and then like 30 minutes later, I'm dying.
Oh, so the combination of dairy, coffee in it is going to do that anyway. It's going to be
dairy is a problem for me, bro.
Yeah,
that's my enemy. But we've been friends for a long time, but like I don't see them that often nowadays. I can't do that.
No, I feel you. I mean, I still do it. I don't care. I put myself through punishment every single day of this life. Every single day. Because I know. Because that's why I try not to eat egg in the morning. Because scrambled eggs.
Why egg? Egg don't do nothing to me.
I don't know what it is about egg, but I'll eat an egg and I'll immediately feel sick behind it. I like them. They don't like me.
Is egg dairy?
Yes. Eggs. Eggs.
Wait, I thought dairy was like
dairy. Not dairy.
But wait.
It comes from a dairy. I know dairy is milk and cheese, mostly.
Egg is a dairy. Egg is a thing.
Egg is not a dairy. Egg is a bird.
But cheese come from milk.
Yep.
So it's milk and milk come from the teat, but an egg come from an egg. So why is egg a dairy?
It's not a dairy. And you heard me trying to fix it. Shut up.
I didn't hear the fixing part. I was trying. I was trying to like logic it because if I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Egg fucked you up anyway. Anything from the farm.
Yeah, because normally they say like bread, eggs, and dairy normally when a store. Yeah, yeah.
What is egg?
It's a fucking a baby chicken.
No, but no, I know that, but what is it classified as? Because it ain't meat yet.
It's meat.
It ain't meat yet.
It is. What do you mean?
I know it's a protein, but like, what do you call it? Like, I want my meat and potatoes. It's not a vegetable. It's not a meat. It's not a dairy.
Egg is meat. What are you talking about?
Egg is meat. I'm gonna disagree.
I don't give a fuck if you disagree or not. Egg is meat. And when it's a fucking okay. So I want
that on a shirt. Egg is meat. Egg is meat.
If you want, okay. If you took a chicken, no, not chicken. Tell me this. You take a fucking chicken nugget. If you blend this shit up, is it still meat or not?
That got turned into meat before it got turned into the nugget.
Answer my question.
The egg never had a chance. That's a meat shake.
No, it's meat. It's meat.
It's a combination of other chemicals and atoms and neutrinos and stuff. But it ain't meat. Embryo
is a baby chicken. It meat.
But it's yellow and white. That ain't meat.
Who gives a shit what color it is? It's meat. Meat.
you go into the grave for this one, man. I mean, you're not letting this one go.
Listen,
I'm gonna need some food scientists to tell me when does egg turn to meat.
Listen to me. Egg is meat.
Now, if you're eating balut and you're eating the whole guy that's grown up inside the egg,
what's the name thing? But what'd you say, balut?
Balut is the grown baby in there that they kill and then they eat it.
So is balut meat or not?
Balut has meat in it. Egg and no meat.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
No. The balut has a head and a feet and everything. It's a chicken form. It's a baby chicken.
It's got 1 foot. It's got to have 1 foot to be a tail.
It's fully formed. If I get an egg and it's just a yolk, yolk is yolk. Yolk ain't meat.
Yolk is what are you talking about? Egg is meat.
Where you can order a meat sandwich and it comes with just a yolk. That's not meat. It ain't classified as meat.
What do you mean?
It has to. Some things like a gas changes to a liquid to a solid. You know, to ice.
Yes.
Water.
Yes.
But it's not a meat.
Okay, so
it hadn't changed yet. It has to go. It's a butterfly. A cocoon is not a butterfly. I mean, a worm is not a butterfly.
Is not a butterfly. No,
what do you call those things that turn before they're butterflies? A centipede.
Caterpillar?
Caterpillar. Uh-huh. A caterpillar is not a butterfly until it changes. It's got to go through that metamorphosis.
That's true.
So the yolk got to go metamorphosize into a meat.
Hey, your logic makes no fucking sense.
The egg is the cocoon. The egg.
No.
The shell is the cocoon.
Oh, my.
The yolk is the caterpillar, and the butterfly is the chicken.
Bro, stop it. This is fucking madness.
On one side of this fence is meat, and the other side is yolk.
No. Okay. Again,
a caterpillar. What other kind of meat can you, what is you it? Can have a runny yolk? You can, because it's not a meat.
Shut up. What's a caterpillar? What is it?
A fucking bug. I don't know what it is.
What is a butterfly?
An insect. I don't know.
No. It's a bug. It doesn't matter what state that bitch was in. It's a fucking bug. It's still meat. It's meat. Egg is meat.
Thanks
for listening to the podcast. Egg is meat. 2:15 in the morning. Egg is meat.
Now this is what we're gonna start a civil war on. I'm gonna fucking kill you in the street next time I see you talking about egg. Yes, I'm gonna have my meatless brothers over here and my egg is meat brothers on the other side.
Hanging up. Getting off of here. Anyway, thank you for listening to the podcast. One night to one. Egg is meat.
So we got our podcast title. Viewers, please let us know. And what you think, like, if someone just asks you straight up, is egg meat? And you say yes, no, maybe, like, I need answers.
If one of y'all send me and tell me that egg ain't meat, we're going to fight. I'm going to meet you somewhere. We're going to the meat. We're going to be in meat world. Going to meat
space, and then we'll see if egg is there.
Egg is meat. Thank you. Good night.
Bye.
Egg is meat.
Shit. No, never. Not in my family.